Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to edition 191 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast, recorded right here in Norfolk, UK, Argent Towers, in fact, with a very green wall behind us. We are, of course, also brought to you by our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up to the awesome game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is sports journalist Michael Bailey, and in this very podcast, we're going to bring you our double bubble of predictions, both for this weekend's 2017 Belgian Grand Prix, but also the second half of the season. Bonus points, baby. Yeah! It's the third of our 3 pods in 3 days, as you know, and F1 is back after its summer break. Praise be, what a time to be alive. Coming up, who will pit on lap 28? Who will channel Schumi and deck another driver in the pits? And who will clock the most retirements over the second half of the season? Crucial questions. Joining me on the pod for the final time this week are the wonderful Steve Rust and the Springall brothers, Wordsman Callum and Numbersman Dan. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. I'm sure you can do numbers too.
Yeah. I mean, years.
You leave that to me usually, don't you?
Do I?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Classic. So, everyone all right? We're all still hanging on in there? Steve, you're looking very chilled, Steve.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well rested from your summer break?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's how rested he is. Have you finished with your Porsche? Is it all done? Are they looking happy with it?
Yeah, good. I've been driving it loads, yeah. I could have brought it in, but because it's a 15-minute bike ride, I couldn't be bothered to go get that tonight. So I just got the other one, which is only a 5-minute walk away. So
your Jag?
Yes.
The other one, yeah. For the purposes of the tape, tell everyone what Porsche is in the technical gubbins. Okay.
It's a 1989 Porsche 944, the quite rare 2.7 version, which was only made in that year.
And it's red, just saying that. I clocked that bit. Beautiful. You lucky boy, Steve. Done a lot of work on it, so thoroughly deserved.
I will bring it in.
Yes, we'll do a video. Before we get stuck into the serious business, which sadly isn't Steve's car, our Belgian preview podcast is available to listen to on your podcast player of choice. Yes, yours. Just visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe. You should find the link for your podcast player of choice. If you don't find it, let us know. Send me an email, or all of us an email, to nrf1podcast@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we update the feeds. Of course, the triumvirate of pods is completed by our latest Formula One news podcast as well, which you can also catch on your NRF1 feed. Predictions update then. How's it been going? Well, the summer break was 4 weeks long. In that time, I didn't quite manage to work out all the Hungarian Grand Prix predictions. I'm sorry. So as we record, it's not up there yet. But I'm hoping by the time things kick off in Spa, it will all be up to date on the website. So just check out nrf1.uk/predictf1. Now, or when you get a moment, as I've just read this out, and hopefully it'll be up to date, fingers crossed, and you'll be able to see where you are if you are indeed taking part. If you're not taking part, it is definitely not too late, especially if you're listening to this before the start of FP1 in Belgium. All you need to do is get your predictions in for the Belgian Grand Prix before the start of FP1, but also, same deadline, get your predictions in for the second half of the season, or you know, mid-season predictions, whatever you want to predict, and they will also count, and you could find you put in a late charge. Honestly, it's not too late to be a success in our predictions league. There will be prizes. I am working on those. I think I've been saying that all season. Lots of bits and bobs, so it's well worth being a part of it. I don't know what those prices are going to be. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but it'll be something, I'm sure. And of course, there's generally the kudos and pride in doing really well. I mean, when you look at the prediction league table and see yourself moving up, Callan, how does it make you feel?
Am I moving up?
I'm just humouring you, really. But if you did see that, would it be make you happy? Come on, sell it for me, boy.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Brilliant. That's a great selling job. Well done.
Points well, make prizes.
Points says Steve, who's won it twice. We were trying to work out when you won it. Can you remember, Steve, when you won it?
The first full season I did. And then
last season.
In the last season, I had a gap between those two. So it was like last season, not the season before, but the season before that.
Out of 10, you're obviously miles ahead. Not insurmountable, but you know, ahead at the top. How confident are you feeling about taking the crown this year?
Like one of the interviews after a race for one of the drivers. As good as any other year.
There you go. It's like he's been media trained. Look at that. So that's all that. I do owe an apology to Kieran Cousins. Hello there, Kieran. Thanks for listening to us as always. I somehow missed your British Grand Prix predictions, so they will be added to the tally. It's not entirely accurate, but they will be in there, and it might well see him move up. He might be there to put some pressure on you, Steve. So, only rules in terms of the prediction league, as I said, get your predictions in before the start of FP1 and try and enter the spirit of it. Don't just say Lewis Hamilton's going to win and then leave it there, you know. Although if I did that, Lewis Hamilton wouldn't win. So, you know, it's not as easy as it looks sometimes. Right, so round 12 of 20 this season is in Belgium, and we will start off with the race predictions, shall we? So what is going to happen at Spa? Who'd like to go first? Who's prepared? No one's prepared, have they? There was lots of no's. Steve, you look like you've sort of prepared.
I had been thinking.
Would you like to go first?
Well, yeah, go on then. I mean, I was trying to think of something, a theme, because you know I like to try themes with some of my, but so I was thinking of one I have never done before, is try to predict... give five predictions on my driver that I follow, that everybody knows that, which is Lewis Hamilton. So I give five predictions for him for the weekend.
Okay.
So first one I thought of is he'll top one of the practice sessions.
Okay.
Pole, fastest lap, finish on the podium, and finish ahead of Bottas.
Okay.
Job done.
Seamless. See how efficient that was. I don't have to cut Steve's, whereas I know with mine, it's like a 5-minute pause between each one because I've not thought about them. Callum, would you like to go next? Would you like to go ahead of your brother? Or would you rather your brother went first?
I always go ahead of him.
Do you finish ahead?
Yeah.
Well, you start there and you end there, don't you?
Spoken like a true racer. Anyway, come on, predictions.
I think Lewis Hamilton will win moments after you said don't say it.
That was what convinced you, yeah.
I think Red Bull will be third and fourth. Both Force Indies in the points. Can we make Formula 2 predictions?
Oh, one.
Okay. I think Charles Leclerc will get pole.
A man whose Formula 2 team boss said if he doesn't end up in Formula 1 next year, it's broken.
It will be broken.
Mm. By the way, you're checking out if he takes pole. That's your job. You can work out where he came. Dan.
I think in the same interview, he said something about... Formula One customer teams and that Prema would do it if it was allowed. I thought it was quite interesting.
Debate for another day.
I think one of the Ferraris will retire and Bottas will not be on the podium.
Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, would you like me to go first or do you want to go first? You ready?
I don't mind, you choose.
You go.
Okay, so I'm going to say that it's going to rain in at least one session over the whole weekend. At least one driver will have a puncture over the weekend.
You'll have to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. I reckon the podium will be Hamilton win, Bottas second and Vettel third. And I think Williams will finish 9th and 10th.
Oof. He's going to finish ahead.
The other. Well, I don't want to specify that.
That's the spirit. Any more? Are you done?
I think I'm done.
Well done. I presume we're expecting Felipe Massa to be back this weekend. Has that been confirmed?
Probably.
He had whatever Martin Brundle had. And it was going around the paddock as well.
Yeah, it was that inner ear thing, I think.
I didn't know that. Nasty.
I would have thought he'd be back.
Well, it'd be good to see Felipe Massa back. Right, my turn then. Okay, so let's distill this, shall we? My gut tells me that Ferrari will win the race. Lewis Hamilton won't be on the podium, but Red Bull will. I think that Romain Grosjean will finish in the top 8. Jolyon Palmer will get his point. And finally, both Toro Rossos will finish outside the top 15. Done. Yeah.
So what you're saying is that they're the only teams that are going to be worse than them are Sauber and McLaren.
Possibly.
Within reason.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. You saying that's a bold shout?
You're leaving yourself open.
That's all I do. that's my prediction style, Callum. I'm on a terrible run, by the way. I was doing really well, and then the last few rounds I've literally dropped off a cliff. So I don't know what the Formula One equivalent of that would be, really.
Tyres going off.
Yeah.
I was going to say Stefano Coletti, but that's not really Formula One.
It'll do for me, then.
Well, that's good enough.
GP2, Formula 2 references. We like those. Right, time to plug the social media channels, and they're also the best way to get your predictions in too. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the handle is at the NRF1 for all of those. As we've said before, you've got lots of chances to interact, support and sign up with us over the course of the season. We'll have blogs. Everything you need to know you'll find at our website, nrf1.uk. You can also get in touch via email and send us in your predictions via email, nrf1podcast@gmail.com. And as I said, the only rule, get them in before the start of FP1. Now it's time for the bonus bit. Guys, you're very lucky. This is the bonus round to get points in the prediction league. It's not only you guys. You guys and girls listening out there can also do this. All you need to do is get these in to us separately, but before the start of FP1 at Spa. These are the predictions for the rest of the season. Our mid-season predictions, you can predict whatever you want within reason. We do have a strict adjudication panel. But yeah, it's a free-for-all. So, Steve, would you like to go first again? Have you been thinking about these? Right. Look, he's nodding and smiling. Go on then, Steve.
Jolyon Palmer to stay on to finish all of the remaining races, should we say, in Renault. Fernando Alonso to announce that he will drive next year for McLaren between now and the end of the season. I think one of the Toro Rosso drivers to be fired.
Oh!
Or moved out of the way, should we say. Moved aside. I think that's about as much as I can think of.
Take him around the corner and put down.
Like a stray dog.
Like a stray dog.
If you like. I think that's about it for me.
That's about it?
Yeah.
He's nodding and shaking his head and Steve is done. Dan.
I think at Mexico, there's going to be a Mexican wrestler present... present
this
trophies.
This is what we're about.
Present trophies on the podium.
Okay. Nacho Libre?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, Nacho Libre. Not seen that in ages. What else? I'm going to say Vettel will win the championship.
By the way, no contradicting. If you've already predicted at the start of the season someone else will win the championship, then we'll try and stay away from that because that's like hedging a bet.
What else? At the Brazilian Grand Prix, they will do a samba dance on the grid. No, not the drivers, but they'll get professionals to do it as like the pre-race entertainment. You know, like in Russia, and they had the pre-race grid entertainment.
Yes.
I reckon they're going to do that at Brazil, so, but with samba dancing.
Samba dancing on the track.
Yeah. Instead of whatever they did at Russia. I'm going to say Palmer will finish the year without any points.
Wow. Ouch. Poor Jolyon.
It's what you get this.
I would say Valtteri Bottas will be confirmed at Mercedes for 2018 before the end of the season. And Kimi Raikkonen will be dumped from Ferrari.
Oh!
I'm going to leave it there.
You can have a kudos point for that one because that is literally not what the rumours are saying. Callum, do you want to go?
I think Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, Toro Rosso and McLaren will all keep their lineup as it is. I think the championship will go to the last round. Mm. Mercedes will win the constructors. Charles Leclerc will go to Sauber.
Come the end of the season. Come next season.
To be announced before the end of the season for next year. And I think McLaren will gain at least one place in the constructors from where they are now.
Surely it'll happen. Cool. Happy? Done?
Yep.
That leaves me then, doesn't it? I might go against my own rule and about predicting, because I don't know what I predicted before. But what I want to say is that Sebastian Vettel will be world champion. Mercedes will win the Constructors' Championship. Red Bull will win a race between now and the end of the season again. Renault will pick up more points than they managed in the first half of the season. Lance Stroll will finish the season ahead of Felipe Massa in the Drivers' Championship. What do you think to that one, Callum?
That is quite bold.
Thank you. And one more. Daniil Kvyat will pick up more DNFs than he will points finishes in the second half of the season.
I think he's already done that this in the first half, isn't
all right,
he?
All right. Well, it's not as bold as the last one. That's okay.
He's just all trying right. to carry on the form he had before.
Is that right? He's had far more DNFs than points finishes, probably, hasn't he?
I think he's...
Has he probably had more DNFs than points?
Yeah. Well, he's had 2 points this season, I think. So it was either 1 or 2 points finishes.
I mean, what we're saying is he'll be shit. It's just however way you want to measure it, really, isn't it? All right, we're done. There we go. We'll have to see how many of the other podders and you guys out there listening want to send in your second half of the season predictions. As you can tell, it's a lot of fun. And we'll wait and see what happens. There's a lot of points to be up, to be taken off the back of these as well. So get them in. As you know, the only rule, you have until the start of FP1 in Belgium. That's it. We're done for the week's pods. Thank you so much, guys. Goodbye from Steve.
Cheerio.
Goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye.
Callum.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from myself. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Enjoy the return of Formula One to our world. We hope it lives up to the billing. And of course, we'll see you on the other side for our race review pod. Until then, a very goodbye.